Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs.
Welcome to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. This show is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in the Buffalo, Niagara region and all across New York State, plus both the Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts markets. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. Call Hunt Mortgage today at 633-3700. One of our skilled mortgage consultants will work with you to find the lowest rates and closing costs for your home financing needs. Hunt Mortgage has many exclusive programs, including our pre-purchase commitment, and that allows you at no cost or risk to effectively enter the market to find your next home with cash. You can check out our low rate guarantee. There are certain restrictions that apply, and details are on our website at www.huntmortgage.com. And don't forget, the first ever 24/7 365 real estate hotline, that's the Hunt Hotline, which gives you access to information about any property listed for sale in all the markets we serve. No matter whose listing it is, simply dial 631-4800. Enter the house number, and the hotline will prompt you with a choice of street names. Select the one you want, and you'll hear a brief description and be texted a link to a dedicated website on that property, all automatically and just that fast. You can do that anytime in any market we serve on any listing, whether it's ours or any other broker's. There's a shortage of homes available for sale in many Western New York neighborhoods, and we have a very high number of well-qualified buyers actively looking for a new home. If you or anyone you know have been considering selling a property, now is the time. And it's important that you know at Hunt you can list your home for free. That's right, any Hunt agent can work with you to aggressively market your home for sale to every potential buyer with no out-of-pocket expense to you. As a seller, you'll pay a commission only if Hunt is successful in finding a buyer who is ready, willing, and able to purchase your home under terms and conditions acceptable to you. In addition, only through a Hunt agent will you hear these words: we will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the seller security plan, and you can ask about how it can work for you by calling 633-9400 or stopping into one of our many open houses this weekend. Hunt is the official real estate and relocation provider of our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Sabres. Our house is broadcast live on WBEN 930 AM, and for those of you who might like to participate in today's show, call us in the studio at 803-0930, *930 on your cell phone, or text us at 3930. Either way, join us on the air at Our House. We have a terrific show for you today. Joining me in the studio this morning is Anas Latif, licensed associate real estate broker, and Stephanie Giardina, licensed real estate salesperson. Both are with Hunt Real Estate ERA, and they are professionals working out of our Hunt Williamsville Village office. They are experts in all types of real estate throughout all of Western New York. So I want to welcome you, ladies, and thank you for joining me on Our House this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much, Susan.
I'm sorry to drag you out on a snowy, cold Saturday morning. We haven't really had a lot of these. The weather has been so mild, and for those of you that have listened to the radio show before, you know I usually make a joke about spring, whether it's here or not here, because there's so much focus on the spring market in real estate, and really what I've been trying to get across is that the spring market is all year long now. The cycle has changed in real estate, and I'm sure you're seeing that. Anas, it seems like it's busy. What are you seeing out there in the real estate world?
Well, we're seeing more sellers be ready to list their homes a lot sooner than they usually were, and we're also seeing more buyers out there right now looking for homes. I think it's a combination of we did have a mild winter so far, except for the last couple of days, and also interest rates being so low at this time.
Boy, those rates really are attractive, Stephanie. I know you represent a demographic age-wise that's a little bit, let's say, beneath mine. I'm a little more mature and seasoned. So I've seen the wild swings of interest rates up into the, I think I've said before, my first mortgage was an adjustable rate mortgage. And when I sold that house, I was paying 13% on an adjustable rate mortgage that started at 10%. So I've seen the high ends. Throughout most of your real estate career, you've seen those low rates, but they've really been maintained for a long time, and that's got to be helping buyers, especially the first-time home buyers.
Yes, in the past 5 years, we've seen the lowest rates in a very long time, and this year alone has even provided lower rates than ever before. So we have buyers that are able to purchase more, and they're able to essentially get into their first home and have an affordable home for many, many years to come.
I think I saw this week that the 15-year rate is below 3%. I mean, that's just, it's crazy. 2.9, I think, was the national average for the 15-year mortgage. To think that you used to be able to get higher percentages on that on your savings accounts at the bank. Now you get nothing from the bank and the interest rates that are available for people to purchase a home. Now, maybe a first-time home buyer isn't going to be looking at a 15-year. Perhaps they haven't secured enough of a deposit to be able to put down, or maybe their income isn't at the point where they're ready to take on a 15-year. But a 30-year mortgage now seems like it would be really affordable and available to those first-time buyers. But are the houses there on the market right now? We're hearing so much about the shortage in the inventory, what's available for those first-time homebuyers to purchase.
Yeah, very true. There is a shortage of inventory, but there are houses for sale that might be affordable and suitable for first-time homebuyers. There's also the option of maybe condos for first-time homebuyers, where presents affordable housing that's better than maybe renting a property and not gaining any equity with the rent that they're paying, instead gaining equity in a condo with a mortgage payment that's affordable, but also low maintenance. So it's a good starter for a first-time home buyer.
You mentioned renting versus purchasing. I was just reading this past week an article about how much more expensive renting has become nationwide. And on average, buying a home takes 30% of most people's income, and renting is now up to 25%. But there's large portions of the rental community that are really taxed out, where they are paying more than 50% of their income for rentals. Are you seeing that, Stephanie, that the cost of rentals in our area are going up?
I have, yes. In the past 5 years, once again, rentals have gone up tremendously, and many buyers in the market are looking to end up paying a lower mortgage fee instead of their rent.
So
we actually have one client that's recently a younger couple who were renting at a high rent, like you just mentioned, and they just realized that owning their own condo would be a lot cheaper for them on a monthly basis, but also a better investment on the long run. So there are many programs out there that would help first-time home buyers, even if they don't believe that they have enough as a down payment, because most people think they have to have 20% or better. There are actually programs, mortgage programs out there that can help a first-time home buyer get into a property with as little as 3.5% down payment.
And I think it's so important. It's such a large investment for people. It's typically going to be the first time they are putting down a significant amount of money. It's a major transaction for them. So it's important that they're working with real estate professionals who can help advise them in terms of the value of the properties that they're looking at, but also that they have good financial guidance, because the differential between renting and buying is not just limited to the monthly payment that they would be making. It also would take into consideration whether or not they can deduct their real estate taxes, if they can deduct the interest from their mortgage on their taxes. So while the monthly payments might line up very similar, there's also some added advantages to owning. It does mean you have to be responsible for all your repairs, and you're no longer the tenant. You're actually your own landlord when you own. But on average, this article that I was reading said the monthly cost to buy is down 1% from the same time last year, but the cost to rent has increased 4%. So nationwide, an average rental is about $1,600 a month. I'm sorry, the average home to buy is about $1,600 a month, and the rentals are about $1,300. So there's literally only hundreds of dollars that are separating that, yet there might be the equivalent in savings for mortgage, taxes, and insurance. So Stephanie, how do you help get potential buyers connected with lenders and financial experts who can help them with that. Is that part of how you counsel buyers in the process?
Yes, that's actually one of the first steps that we do when we meet with a potential buyer. We actually bring them in and have a consultation and assist them in honestly starting the process with getting approved. We have our sister company, Hunt Mortgage, that is always available to us, as well as additional lenders in the area with various programs. And our buyers have access to them, and we advise them as to how to begin that process before we even begin to see homes.
Because that's really has to be an important ingredient, because how do people know in us how much they can afford and what to look at without some expert guidance?
Yes, exactly. And we also want them to know what to expect and what's expected from them. So it's a less overwhelming process and experience to start too for them.
So when you say it's it can be overwhelming experience, not everybody's doing this their first time. You've got a lot of people who have been in their home for 7 years, 10 years, 15 years. It's really different now buying a house than it was 7 or 10 years ago. I know you've been in the business for a long time and you've seen a lot of the changes. The pace at which the market moves is really quite different. So people really do need to be prepared to move forward.
That it's very true, and that's why we like to have that consultation. So again, people are more prepared to what to expect and how the process will move forward and what happens once they find a home that they like. We even review things with them like the contract. So when it's time to sign a contract on a home that they found and there's not really much time to review it and ask a lot of questions, we do that ahead of time with our clients as well. So basically, we try to make the process as simple and as seamless for them as possible.
And simplicity with a complex situation is quite a challenge. But you work as a team. I know, Stephanie, you are on the Anas Latif sales team. Tell me what it's like to be part of a team.
Well, being a part of a real estate team is wonderful in many aspects. Myself, as beginning with as an individual agent, it was challenging in many ways to navigate through all of the aspects of real estate, but being on a team, I have the ability to work with a mentor, such as Anas, as well as have my teammates assist with anything that our clients may need. We don't just work individually with our clients, but as a whole, and we collaborate and do our best to really service our clients in the best way possible.
And Anas, you've got clients all over. I was looking at where you have properties listed. So we've been talking a little bit about buying, but in terms of selling, you have property, vacant land that's available on Grand Island. You have land available in Clarence for someone who might want to purchase the land and build. You've got houses in Wheatfield, Niagara Falls, Clarence, Grand Island, all the way up in Wilson. You have condos, you have single-family houses, you have luxury estate homes. you're able to do all of that with the benefit of having a team.
That is correct. We do have different specialists on the team, like Stephanie is our listing specialist. We do have a Niagara County specialist, an investor specialist as well. So we also work with many investors who are looking to either buy or hold or buy and flip. And we do service a wide area in the Niagara and Erie County and different price ranges as well and different types of properties. Also duly licensed, residential and commercial. And we have, like you mentioned, vacant land, but we also have homes in the upper range and very affordable homes for maybe someone who's downsizing or for some home buyer as well.
You talk about the homes in the upper range. There was a Business First article this week online about properties on Thompson Road that have sold in the last, I think it was 10 years, the period of time. I know one of the houses you had helped your buyers purchase one of those properties, and that house is now later on the market, and it's a beautiful home. It's really an estate home. I would ask that you maybe share a little bit of information about that home because it is so unique.
It is. It's a large home, yet very cozy, and it offers over 6,000 square foot of living space with an indoor pool and an outdoor pool, a garden, a tennis court, and it just has this like country, French country feel to it that's just very different and cozy and welcoming.
It's on quite a bit of land, too. Most people who are looking for a larger home might not recognize that we have almost a mini estate there. So anyone who would have horses or that like that equestrian feel without having to maintain their horses on their property, I think you get that kind of almost like a luxury French country ranch feel from it.
Yes, exactly. And it does have additional garages and horse barn in the back, actually.
It is really quite unique. But at the same time, you have a property that's a condo for somebody who's looking to downsize from all the responsibilities of home ownership.
Yes, we have a condo coming up on the market on Monday in Williamsville, first floor with attached garage, fully appliance and updated. That would be ideal for that type of buyer as well.
Just to get a sense for the price ranges that we're talking about, a luxury property such as the one in Clarence on Thompson Road, roughly how much would something like that cost to purchase, or what is it on the market for right now?
We have it listed for $999, which is really aggressively priced for the square footage and the land that it offers.
And obviously the condo would be a little bit more affordable. So do you have an idea what the price is going to be on that particular property?
That condo is going to be listed for $169.9.
So there's a pretty big range in there, Stephanie. So that means you are working with buyers and sellers in all incomes and all geographic regions and all type of home categories. How do you get to be the expert? You mentioned that, or Anas mentioned that you're one of the experts on the team. Tell me a little bit about how you operate as the listing specialist.
Well, my role as a listing specialist is primarily to help sellers, as it's self-explanatory. But with working with so many different regions and price ranges, we do our best to match up accordingly with what our skill set is, and do our research on our end to make sure that we are best suited to assist the sellers, no matter their price range or location.
So much we hear about how there's a limited inventory, how it's a seller's market. We're hearing people say, well, shouldn't I be able to just sell my house myself because houses are flying off the shelf, so to speak? And ask, how do you counsel people who think that maybe with the seller's market, they could do it themselves?
Many people think that, and I understand where that comes from. Obviously, they're trying to save commission, but many times the buyers who are attracted to those types of properties are also trying to save commission. So the first question I usually ask is, who's really saving the commission? But, you know, with our marketing, and especially knowing where buyers come from, and not only marketing to possible prospective buyers in the market, but also the agents who may be working with the buyers, we are able to interest more people in a property, which usually results in a higher sale price. And again, it makes up the commission and then some. But honestly, statistically, only about 8% of for sale by owners actually sold their home on their own. You know, usually they end up referring to a realtor at the end of the day. So I say just save yourself the hassle and call us.
So Stephanie, if someone has their house already on the market for sale by owner and they have been having open houses and strangers traipsing through their house and people scheduling appointments and canceling appointments, and they're frustrated because their house isn't selling because maybe they don't have it priced right or maybe they don't have the expertise to market it, what could you advise to people who either have their home listed for sale by owner or are contemplating listing for sale by owner? Why should they list with you as a listing specialist on the Anas Latif sales team?
Well, it's similar in that, you know, if a seller attempts to do something on their own, they're not going to have the expertise that we do, and they may deal with the general public all on their own, and it becomes quite difficult in that they can't navigate through the selling process all on their own. When they hire us, the professional, to come in, we're able to be that buffer and that in-between and really represent them and make sure that they successfully get through the selling process without the hassle of really dealing with buyers in the market and other agents that have a higher level of education than the typical seller will have.
I think it's interesting that you bring up that point because while someone might list their house themselves and attempt to sell it, the buyers out there are primarily represented by real estate agents. It doesn't cost anyone any money to utilize the services of a agent to represent them in the buying process. So now that buyer has an expert who has access to all of the data about what's happening in the marketplace. Anas, I know you do a lot of quantitative analysis for buyers and sellers about the value of properties, and you have access to a lot of historical information that's not available to the general public while they have a Zestimate in their hand from Zillow. So really, if you are bringing a buyer to a for sale by owner, you have a distinct advantage for your clients over the seller who might be trying to sell it on their own and really is not having access to that information, correct?
That is very true. And it's also true with the whole process itself, too, especially when it comes to negotiating terms, price, and also maybe home inspection repairs that may come up.
There are so many legal requirements in a transaction based on the age of the home, if lead paint disclosures need to be made, what needs to happen with agency relationships and documents. And Stephanie, I know you've spent a lot of time training and preparing and actually executing these kinds of transactions. So it would seem that you would have a distinct advantage representing buyers.
Yes, absolutely. And as you mentioned, the contract is quite intricate. And along with the contract, there are many items that are needed from a municipal standpoint to connect with your attorney in order to work on the title of the home and really navigate through all those documents can be quite difficult. So my training really assists in helping you through that.
When we have an opportunity, we're going to be breaking soon, but when we come back, I want to have an opportunity to talk a little bit about that because you mentioned the municipal steps that are necessary. Some towns require extra inspections, things that need to be done prior to closing. And if you don't have knowledgeable parties involved in that, you can have some real problems that occur just prior to closing. So when we come back after break, we'll have an opportunity to talk about this. It's great to have you both in the studio. And we will be back with more from Our House to Yours after these messages, so please join us.
Hi, this is Linda Malaya, president of Hunt Mortgage. Mortgage rates have recently dropped, and now is an ideal time to purchase a home and lock in a low rate. If you're already a homeowner, let's discuss your current mortgage. There may never be a better time to reduce your rate or access the equity in your home by refinancing with Hunt Mortgage. Call Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 for a free no obligation consultation.
Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the place to find all the homes available throughout the regions we serve, along with access to a complete set of home ownership services offered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in the Buffalo Niagara region and all across New York State, plus both the Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts markets. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. You can also ask about our pre-purchase commitment that's available only at Hunt Mortgage, or you can call our Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 633-9400, where we can direct you instantly to all the appropriate professionals for your particular needs. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you need financing, insurance, or even home improvements. And remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the Seller Security Plan, and it's available only through a Hunt real estate agent. I'm in the studio again with Anas Lateef, licensed associate real estate broker, and Stephanie Giardina, licensed real estate salesperson with Hunt Real Estate ERA. If you'd like to join the conversation, call us in the studio at 803-0930, *930 on your cell phone, or text us your question at 3930. Welcome back, ladies. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. We were talking in the earlier segment about how complicated the process can be, even for experienced professionals like yourself. You have to keep track of what's going on and different stages of a particular transaction. Oftentimes people think the hardest part is just getting buyers and sellers to agree on a price, and then it's all downhill from there, when in fact we know that many of the challenges come up in us post contract negotiations. Earlier, Stephanie mentioned different municipalities have different requirements. Tell me a little bit about what it's like between signing a contract with someone and getting them to closing.
Yes, I always tell my sellers that the easiest part of our job is to get the house sold. The most difficult is to keep the sale together until closing. And we pride ourselves in making sure that every sale we have closes successfully. We have to work through things from attorney approvals to home inspections, and as Stephanie mentioned earlier, anything that's required by the town or the city that has to be completed or dealt with if there's an issue with it. And of course, banks, appraisers, which sometimes can be challenging as well, since prices are increasing. Sometimes the bank appraisers are not catching up to that, and we would have to fight that a little bit on some occasions. And then obviously making sure that we have the clear to close from the bank and getting to closing and making sure the house is ready for the buyer for closing as well.
So when you say ready for closing, Stephanie, I imagine that there is a lot that takes place in those last couple of days as people are moving out of their houses. Sellers are throwing things fast and furiously into boxes and trying to get them on trucks and trailers and out of the house. But buyers do have the opportunity to walk through that house and do a final inspection. But there's very little time between that final inspection and closing to address any of the issues that might remain. Give us an example of what those issues might be. Are there occasions where the home is left in disrepair and you have to assist your clients in terms of how to remedy those situations?
Yes, we actually come across quite a span of situations when working with closings. And oftentimes the seller is underprepared when they are working with other agents or in certain circumstances, and we often have to assist the buyers and the sellers together to make sure that the home is cleared out. One instance in particular, we had a buyer that arrived to their home and the sellers still had all of their furnishings in the property the day of final walkthrough, and we ended up having to navigate through with attorneys and find a solution that was amicable for all parties. But it's not easy when everyone is moving all of their items out and we're on a very tight time frame.
It's a stressful time for both buyers and sellers, and I imagine part of your role is to ease the transition and keep everyone's stress levels down an ass. How do you think that two potential buyers and sellers who are working in a for sale by owner can navigate those things versus having professional real estate representatives on either side of those problem-solving situations?
Exactly. Things get very complicated for them, and many times it causes that sale to fall apart mid-transaction, which could affect everyone's plans in terms of having to move to a certain place or out of a certain property at a certain time and so forth.
So we talk a little bit about the challenges, and I don't want to make it seem like that's the vast majority of what happens. Most transactions work well, and I think you used a key word earlier, and us seamless. You want your transactions to be seamless. And what is involved in that, I think, is preparation. And Stephanie, our experience that I've had working with you is that's one of the things that you pride yourself in terms of being prepared and being prepared for your buyers and sellers. What would you advise a potential buyer in terms of preparation? What should they be doing now if they are thinking about purchasing something within the next year, let's say? It doesn't have to be within the first few months of this year if they're really not, you know, ready mentally. But let's say within the next year they're thinking that maybe this is the time for us to look at something. What would be the first steps that you think they should do to get prepared?
Yeah, so Linus often teases me that I'm the one that is always overly prepared for these situations. But honestly, the first step is to call us in and to meet with us so that way we can provide you with the necessary steps to get you started in that process. And honestly, that first consultation is so important to understand where you are in the selling process, what time frame you would like to close your property within, and really what work you may need to do in order to prepare your home.
And same thing with the buyers, too, where you are in terms of having enough money to close, enough down payment. What do you need to do to get there if you're not there yet? Your goal is to purchase by when? What does that mean in terms of when you should start looking and should have a contract on a property by?
So oftentimes people think they need to start the home search by going online, looking on the internet, which is great. I think it gives them, you know, basic information and research information, but they're perhaps not really getting the best direction to get started.
That's very true. I'm laughing because I just texted one of my clients yesterday and I said, get off the internet, because he was asking me different questions in so many different directions that just didn't make sense. And I felt like it was confusing him and making the process overwhelming for him. And I said, listen, you know, this is what I'm here for. Ask me the questions. I'll walk you through it. And that's really what we're here for.
Because you really are problem solvers. You are taking a tremendous amount of information that's available about the market, and you're aggregating that information and helping individuals to sort through that, whether it's sellers or buyers. And it would seem like having someone sift through that information, Stephanie, would be so much more enjoyable, the process, than someone trying to tackle the entire internet of information that's available about real estate in Western New York.
And that is actually part of our expertise. Our goal is to not just show the property and provide you our experience while we're in the home, but also make sure that we find the home that is appropriate for you and your needs. Browsing on the internet can be oftentimes deceiving. Sometimes there's incorrect information, or Inas and myself are oftentimes in properties and have firsthand experience with homes that are available, and we can actually match them with our clients. So working with us provides you with that additional level of expertise.
So if people wanted to reach out to you and your team, Inas, how would they do that to get started?
We're quite easy to reach. You could just call or text my cell phone at 716-417-4755. If you're on social media and you'd like to connect with us there, you could go to connectwithourteam.com, and we have all the different platforms, so choose the one that's you know, comfortable for you. And we also do have a website where you could look through properties, find what's available, maybe find a list of open houses that's available on a weekly basis without being hassled, you know, with multiple phone calls like you would if you went on Zillow or Realtor.com.
So people could actually go to a single site that you offer and they could find a list of open houses that are available for the weekend?
That is correct.
Terrific. So I know there is a special opportunity that Hunt is offering coming up in the month of February, the weekend of February 22nd and 23rd. There's going to be a Hunt Military Rewards open house event, and there will be a number of open houses that Hunt will be sponsoring the weekend of February 22nd and 23rd, and the military families may be eligible to receive up to $7,500 in cash back or rewards if they buy or sell a home with Hunt. And in addition, Hunt Mortgage will also credit the cost of an appraisal for all veterans or active duty military that apply for a home loan with Hunt Mortgage during this open house event. And so again, that's going to be the weekend of February 22nd and February 23rd. And we'll have more information available at huntrealestate.com about that. You also have a special February open house event coming up, don't you?
We do. We have a Valentine theme open house coming up for next weekend, the 15th, actually Saturday the 15th, from 1 to 3 at two properties. The first one is the condo that's becoming available on Monday in Williamsville. And the second one is a Grand Island home that's built in 2012 with a walkout basement and a wooded lot. That's going to be listed at 529 also, going live on Monday.
That's terrific. And Stephanie, what special things will you be doing at your your Valentine's themed open house weekend?
Well, we try to have our open houses fun for everyone who walks in the door. So we will have special themed cookies, some decorations, and sweets ready for the public, and just try to make a little bit of a party out of it.
So oftentimes people get started at open houses, and if they walk in the door and they're not working with a real estate agent, you will have licensed real estate sales professionals there to help them and to start to give them some guidance?
Yes, exactly. One of us will be at each of those open houses. We'll also have our loan officer with Hunt Mortgage on call. In the event we have someone interested in a home or interested in knowing more about getting qualified and getting the process started.
I imagine Stephanie, overprepared Stephanie, had something to do with that, making sure that we have access to all of the professionals that can assist their clients. And Stephanie, when we come back from this next break, I want to talk with you a little bit about that. I happen to think it's very admirable to be overprepared. You and I are in the same boat with that. So when we get back from the break, we'll talk about that. So we'll be back with more from Our House to Yours after these messages.
Hi, this is Linda Malaya, president of Hunt Mortgage. Mortgage rates have recently dropped, and now is an ideal time to purchase a home and lock in a low rate. If you're already a homeowner, let's discuss your current mortgage. There may never be a better time to reduce your rate or access the equity in your home by refinancing with Hunt Mortgage. Call Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 for a free, no obligation consultation.
Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the place to find all homes available throughout the regions we serve, with access to a complete set of home ownership services offered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in the Buffalo Niagara region and all across New York State, plus both the Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts markets. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. You can call our Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 633-9400, where you can be instantly directed to the appropriate professional for your particular needs, whether you're buying or selling your home, you need financing, insurance, or even home improvements. And remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the seller security plan, and it's available only through a Hunt real estate agent. We're back in the studio with the Nas Latif and Stephanie Giardina, and we are talking about how important it is to be prepared. This is a complicated process, and we have two real estate experts available here to be able to assist both buyers and sellers. From what we've learned today, you could help them with residential real estate. You could help them with commercial real estate. You could help them with condominiums, land purchases, estate homes, single-family homes, all the way from the tip of Niagara County down to the southern portion of Erie County. I know you've probably done some things outside of Erie and Niagara County as well, but you have a breadth of knowledge that you are able to share with your clients and have successfully for years. I know, Inas, you've been in the business for a long time. You've developed this team where you have professionals that are now specializing in specific areas. We talked about Stephanie being your listing specialist on your team. And I came across some information, Stephanie, about preparing your home for putting it on the market. And I know people hear the term staging, but it really is important that their home be presented in the best light.
Yes, correct. Honestly, that is half the battle when getting your property ready to list, is organizing your home and making it feel as though a new person walking into it can picture themselves in your home, and organizing everything and essentially staging the home so that way it is prepared for individuals to walk through it is truly half the battle.
Well, Hunt Mortgage and Hunt Real Estate try to provide information to our publics about resources that we have available to them. There's a blog on thehuntrealestate.com, a website that provides all sorts of information about what to do and what not to do relative to mortgages and purchasing and selling your home. But I found an interesting short list of four things not to do when putting your house on the market. Anash, you could probably come up with a list of a dozen things not to do. But this particular list tries to help people focus on mistakes that are oftentimes made. And the number one mistake here is over-improving, which I found interesting. People want to present their house with the best light, but it's really not necessary to remodel the house to put it on the market.
Very true, especially if you may be over-improving for the neighborhood prices. You may be over-improving in terms of what a buyer is willing to pay for this square footage of the home. So again, that's why it's important for you to, if you're thinking about selling, to consult with us early on and allow us to help you determine what improvements you should be making and what improvements may be considered over-improvement.
I imagine what Stephanie, you said about depersonalizing the house, decluttering the house, that's across the board. But what about painting and decor? The number two item on the list is don't over-decorate.
Yes, simple is always better when selling your home. You definitely want to depersonalize the property, and doing some minor touch-ups can help from a paint perspective, but also removing some personal photos from the walls, making sure that the colors are all very toned down and the home feels welcoming is very important.
And everyone's idea of, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So there isn't one universal artistic style or decorating style that appeals to everyone. So I guess the key is they're keeping it simple.
Correct. Keeping it simple, not over, not be too taste specific, and just think of the public. What would, 80% or 90% of the public like?
So neutral, 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 neutral. I would think that would be the way to put that. In this article, it happened to say, when prepping for sale, neutralize your decorating scheme so it's more universally palatable. So I guess that that sort of says it right there. You want to make it such that people don't notice the decor. They really are going to look at the house, and you want them to be able to envision their furniture, their family, their particular unique thumbprint or style on things. Stephanie, I'm going to ask you about this one. Number three on the list, and this is for sellers, don't hang around during showings and open houses.
That is most important. We actually want any buyer that's coming into the property to really feel comfortable in the home. And oftentimes when the seller is there or hanging around in some way, it can make them feel as though they're, you know, being watched. They can't express themselves with their significant other or their family members. And it's really important for those buyers to be able to express themselves while in the home and work out how they're feeling about it, and to ensure that if there is interest there, they can move forward without feeling as though someone is pressuring them.
Well, that's terrific. I think it's awkward, I would think, would be the word for buyers if the sellers are there.
Correct. They feel that they're invading the seller's privacy and property, and it makes it difficult for them to stay in the home longer. And as Stephanie mentioned, be able to freely discuss it with whoever they're with seeing the home, especially their realtor. And that may prevent the realtor from being able, their showing agent, from being able to address some objections or questions that they may have while they're at the property, and which could lead to them losing interest in the property because it wasn't addressed properly.
So it sounds like hanging around could really stifle the activity.
Correct.
Okay, great. It's good thing to know. The last one on the list here, because these are only four things, don't take things personally. When someone maybe doesn't appreciate your countertop selection or tile selection and they want to have that changed. So buyers come along, Stephanie, and they may have some critique of the property or something that they are hesitant about. Why is it so important that the seller not take that personally?
Well, we know that most sellers have great pride in their property. They spend a lot of money and time and effort into their home. So we can understand how when someone critiques it in some way that they can take offense. But the important thing is to keep an open mind. And for these buyers, they may make these minor critiques of the home because that is what could be stopping them from pursuing forward. But it also is a way in which to inform the seller that maybe they would spend their money in different places to make modifications in the home, not necessarily a requirement.
Well, that's a terrific answer, and I think that helps people to understand, you know, why it's so important to have a real estate professional to sort of sort through these things and explain them. We do have a caller. We have John with us this morning. John, good morning. Welcome to Our House.
Good morning.
What can we help you with this morning?
Well, let me just start by saying I'm a longtime listener and first-time caller.
Well, terrific. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
I enjoy the show every Saturday.
Great.
So I own a bunch of rental properties in the city, and there isn't a day that goes by that I don't get phone calls or mail from people that say that they want to buy my property. Is there any benefit? I mean, is now a good time to sell property? And is there any benefit in selling something to, say, a wholesaler like that as opposed to going and listing it on the MLS with a realtor?
John, that's a great question, and I'm going to turn that over to you.
Hi, good morning, John. Thank you for calling. Yes, you are receiving emails or letters and calls because there is a shortage of inventory, and as we all know, the city is really flourishing, and there's more and more investors interested in our area. Local investors, along with actually investors from out of the area and even out of the country sometimes. So I can see why that's happening. It's definitely to your benefit to consult with a professional like ourselves in terms of what the property value or your property values may be and whether it's going to be smarter for you or better for you to sell as a whole, as a package, or to sell the properties individually. Typically, we find that you could probably get more for the properties if it's sold individually. But of course, we would have to assess your properties more specifically and then be able to better answer that question for you.
Okay.
John, is that helpful information for you?
It is. And is it any different? And I mean, if you've got tenant-occupied properties, it's much more difficult to try and prepare a property, it seems.
Mm-hmm. So for investment properties, they're very different than homeowner properties in terms of how you prepare them for sale, but also in terms of how we show the properties, we can certainly do different things to not disturb the tenants at all hours to be able to show the properties. And investors many times buy sight unseen because really it's about numbers for them, and they inspect the property during the inspection. So there's a lot of different ways that we could handle the sale of investment properties.
Well, John, thank you so much for that call. It's always helpful to have that professional expertise to assist. And us, if people had questions about investment properties, I know you have that area of expertise individually and on your team. How would people, again, connect with you and your team?
The best way is to reach me directly on my cell phone, and that's 716-417-4755. Or if you like to learn a little bit more about us first, go ahead and check our website out at enaslatifsalesteam.com. That's E-N-A-S-L-A-T-I-F salesteam.com.
Terrific. Stephanie, I know you and I specifically have discussed cap rates in the past in terms of investors, and I know you work very closely with investors and helping them to, you know, determine the profitability of those kinds of transactions. It is really quite different with an investor and with a first-time home buyer or a second-time home buyer or a move-down home buyer. And so I want to make sure that people know that you have that expertise across the board. If someone were to be interested in reaching out to you specifically to help them, whether it be an investor or whether it be someone in one of those categories of homes, buyers or sellers, because you don't just work with sellers. We've stressed that you're a listing specialist, but I know you do work with buyers as well. So if somebody wanted to reach out to you for that expertise, how would they do that?
You can reach me directly on my cell phone at 716-361-1623. Or as Inas said, you can always contact me via our website at inaslatifsalesteam.com.
I know you're both working this weekend, but not open houses, because you've got your big open house weekend next weekend. So we're just going to remind everybody and us about your website where they could get that information. They'd be able to find your open houses and actually any available open houses by going to your website. Is that correct?
Correct. If you're interested in visiting open houses for now, you could certainly go on a weekly basis to our website. We have the list of all the open houses in the area updated weekly for you to download and make your visits. And again, the website is inaslatifsalesteam.com.
And just a reminder that the Hunt Military Rewards Open House event is going to be coming up the weekend of February 22nd and 23rd. And again, the Hunt Military Rewards program makes military families possibly eligible to receive up to $7,500 in cashback rewards if they buy or sell a home. And Hunt Mortgage will also credit the cost of an appraisal for all veterans and active duty military that apply for a home loan during this program. I have to thank you for joining us and our house today, and a special thank you to Inas Latif and Stephanie Giardina for sharing their real estate insights. This is Susan Ballard wishing you a great day, and remember, when it comes to real estate, Western New York is Hunt Country.